पंथा कल्पत रोग्यश्च प्रभासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महापदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य स्वामिने गौरक्षिशिरे नमः। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्रमरुतः शृण्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवै वेदै साङ्गपदक्रमोपनिषदैर्गायन्ति यं सामगा ज्ञानावस्थित तद्गतेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिन यस्यान्तं न विद्वद्रा सर्वगणान् देवाय तस्मै। Now, we are in this cosmic globe where there are five big countries: Asia, Europe, America, Africa, and Australia. This is one world. Like this, there are many worlds. According to the description of our revealed scriptures, many worlds are there. And night when we see the planets above us, the stars, those stars are also, each star is a planet. It is as big as this world. Like that, there are so many worlds. That we are only in this world, and this Jambudvipa, we are staying. Now, you see, all these worlds are created by five elements. Those five elements are the solid earth, and the second one is water, third one is fire, fourth one is air, and fifth one is ether. In all these worlds, you see these five elements, and this is called Brahmanda. And in this Brahmanda, this Brahmanda is compared to an egg. Every individual creature is also an egg. We are also small eggs. We are prepared with five elements. Our body is prepared with five elements. It is common. Though you call yourself Indian or non-Indian or Muslim or Christian, or African, or American, or European, or Australian. There is no difference in these five elements. All creatures, not only human beings, the beasts, birds, those are underwater, those are in the air, and those are on this solid world. All these creatures, innumerable creatures, we cannot count. Now, in this world, though in Western countries of this one hemisphere, people are advanced. Science, material science, they are advanced. And their culture to one who are advanced spiritually, their culture differs. People who are Eastern world, their culture, their philosophy, complete different. And those who are Western countries and materially advanced, their philosophy is different. Now, Bharatavarsha, which is the land named after Bharata, the son of Rishabha, the incarnation of Lord Vishnu. The conception, spiritual conception, the true spiritual conception of the Eastern philosophy is ekameva dvitiyam. There is one God, He is all-pervading, and if we spiritually advance, we can understand that. Namo namo bhang manusati bhumaye, namo namo bhang manusika bhumaye, namo namo ananta mahabhutaye, namo ananta dayeka sindhave. He is beyond our mind and beyond our speech. We cannot speak about the subject, and we cannot understand it through our mind. Avam manasa gochara, it is beyond our mind and beyond our understanding, beyond our speech. Our speech cannot describe it, and our mind cannot understand it. But namo namo bhang manusati bhumaye, namo, though you are beyond speech and beyond mind, namo namo bhang manusaika bhumaye, you have appeared to the mind and to the speech. Ananta bhutaye, because you have got eternal, innumerable, no beginning, no end of the opulence. Namo namo ananta dayeka sindhare, you are the ocean of their sea. And Lord, the all realized demigods who have offered their prayers, Brahma, Namo, he says, Brahma, Rudra, Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varuna, and different authorities, they are demigods who get the power through this one Lord, Supreme Lord, Supreme Godhead. They act in different stages with the different powers, just like the sun God, just like the moon, and just like the fire, and just like the water. Then five elements everywhere, they are considered to be demigods. And through the power of the Lord, Supreme Lord, obtaining power from the Supreme Lord, they act. The fire, it comes up, the water flows, the sun gives us light, not of bhāsayate surya, na shashanka, na pāvaka, jagdattva, na nivartante tad dhāmam paramam. the sun cannot illuminate by itself. The illumination it has through the mercy of the Supreme Lord, through the power of the Supreme Lord, a sun can give you life, moon can give you life, the fire can give you life. So, one powerful energy and one powerful object is Supreme Lord Vishnu. Vishnu Vyapnoti Ti Vishnu. He is everywhere. Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Pratyasi Arjuna Tishtati Brahmayar Sarva Bhutanam Jantrarudhani Maya. He is the movement of the world, movement of the all elements, and every movement of each insect from anu, from atom to the extreme great subject, all are influenced by that power. That power, unimaginable, unexpressible, it cannot be explainable. You cannot explain it. That. Namo namo bang manasati bhumaya, namo namo bang manasika bhumaya, namo namo ananta mahavibhutaya. O Lord, namo namo ananta mahavibhutaya, you cannot be understood by human intelligence. Nayam atma prabhasanena labhya, na medhaya, na bahuna sutena, yamai vaisa vrnunte tena labhya, tasya isa atma vivrnunte tanu swami. Now to realize it, an intellectual giant, through argument, through his philosophies, or through his material capacity and intellectual capacity, he cannot understand the subject. Then how can, who can? Yamai vaisa vrnunte tena labhya. To whomever, whoever submits to the truth, absolute truth, and that truth will be revealed to one who completely surrenders. This is the process. So Brahma, Rudra, Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varuna, they are equal to Godhead. But they offer their prayers only. They cannot argue about its importance or about the end, beginningless and endless subject. They cannot. They cannot explain it. Only they offer their prayers. So also, we are in this insignificant body, very small, insignificant body, we are atmas, we are jivas. These jivas, they are the fraction of the Supreme Lord. And just like sun and sun's rays, the atomic form of sun's rays are the all jivas. They are all jivas. Those jivas, according to their past karma, they are having the bodies of different the bodies. How are those different bodies? They are some under the water, many jivas. How many this species? They say about Jalada Navalakshani, 9 lakh species water, in the water they live. Inside the water they live. So many lives of that, creatures of that. And Tavara Lakshaminsati, those who survive on this earth, so many trees and creepers and mountains, they are called immovable. They want to move. unmovable. Krimayo Rudra Sankaga or moths of insects. How much? 11 lakhs species are there. And 10 lakh species birds. The birds, 10 lakh species. And then Dalada, Navalakani, Tavara, Lakshaminsati, 20 lakhs Tavara, this trees and all. Rudrayo, Krumayo, Rudra Sankaka, all these small insects, 11 lakhs. Vakshinam, Dasa Vakshinam. Birds, 10 lakhs species. And Trinsat Lakshani Pasava, beads with four legs. They are 30 lakhs species. And Chatur Lakshani Manava, and human beings are 4 lakhs. Now, among these human beings, there are many who can be calculated as beasts. They doesn't know anything, doesn't know God, nothing. Don't know. And they are called, there is no faith on God, no belief on God, there is no God, conception of God. They are called Nastikas, Bauddha. And then there are some who never believe the existence of the Lord, but they believe discipline. The discipline they should have. They should not kill animals. They should not seek untruth. They must not harm anybody. This they follow like Buddhists. And there are some sects who believe the Lord. And if anybody commits wrong, the God may punish them. So they never commit wrong. They want to follow. They are afraid of the Lord. They follow ethics. And above that, people who believe the existence of the Lord and existence of the ethics, both, they are called religionists. They follow their religion. And above them, there are very few. Now, first stage is 7%, and second stage, little advanced, and third stage, still further advanced, and fourth stage, advanced. And the fourth stage, very few people will believe the God and devotion to the Lord, they do. They are called sadhakas, sadhaka bhaktas. And among these sadhaka bhaktas, there are 4 sampradayas. Ramanuja, Madhva, Vishnu Swami and Nimbarka. They believe the Lord. And he is omnipotent Lord, omniscient Lord, omnipresent Lord, the belief. And they want to offer that energy, offer themselves in the service of the Lord. And that Lord, not only in a temple, but that Lord is dwelling everywhere, and each and everybody And thus they realize that as they are the invisible part of the Lord, and qualitatively they are one with the Lord, quantitatively there is a difference with the Lord, but yet they are like oil and peaches, and the God, Lord, Supreme Lord, or the Supreme Truth, Absolute Truth, is like a magnet. The magnet's duty is to attract the iron piece which is away from it, and attracts it. And as it is Sat, Chit and Ananda, existing, always all existing, all knowledge and all bliss. So now, according to our philosophy, the jivas, they are all creatures with life. Jivas are not lifeless objects. They are with life. There is nothing lifeless, because everything comes from the Supreme Lord. Tatova imani bhutani jayante, yena jatani jivanti, jat prajanti, avisham visanti, tadvijignyata tadeva brahma, brihatvat brahmanatvat idu brahma. From Brahma this world has come. And the five elements come. First, the creation is five elements come from Him. From Aham, then Ahamkar, then Mahatattva, Mahatattva, Ahamkar, and gradually ether, air, and water, fire, water, and air. And from these elements all the create body, these are the physical creation. The bodies were created. Now, in those bodies, now we are suffering. Because these jivas are two types, mukta jivas and baddha jivas. Those who are under bondage of ignorance, they are called baddha jivas. And if they can destroy the cycle and become mukta jivas, they will be equating themselves with the jivas there in the world Vaikuntha, which is beyond the material conception. As long as we are under the influence of material conception, then we divide ourselves. We'll never follow the spiritual law, and we violate that law. Due to that, we have to take birth in different forms, as human beings, as beasts and birds, as insects, or as a tree. That is explained in our scripture. Now, we are human beings. All the scriptures are meant for human beings. The scriptures are not different. Scriptures are not written by anybody. It is not created by anybody. It reveals. Scripture, it is a reveal of the Absolute Truth, Sabda Brahma. That Sabda Brahma, as Sabda, it has revealed itself. Now, to understand that, we have to read the scriptures. In India, there are many epics, Ramayana, Bharata, Bhagavata, and other literature, all scriptures. In Sanskrit and regional languages, they were translated. But the Sanskrit is the origin, and all the scriptures are origin. It is self-revealed. It cannot be forcibly understood by anybody. Now, if we submit to the scripture, the law, spiritual law, then only we can be blessed to understand it. So, the culture founded by Vyasadeva, Krishna Dvaipayana Vyasadeva, who has written this Vedanta Sutra, who has divided all the Vedas in different forms, as the four, Rug Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharva Veda. But those who are out of this Veda, they are now all in the Western countries. So they have no culture. In Western culture, they have no culture, no spiritual culture. That spiritual culture is in India only. Jambudvipa Bhartakhande, what is this? Then these Western countries may be there, but there were no there such. Now you find air travel, now you find trains, and so many vehicles through which we can go from one place to another place. But it was not developed material, though the signs were there. Because when Ravana fought with Ramchandra, he had a Puspaka Vimana, aeroplane was there. But it was confined only to specialty, as he is the brother of Kubera, and because Kubera is a demigod, and those were the Sarga Loka, they use it. They allow it to use. No others. And now we see in India is a sacred country. Because the five elements are sacred. The earth is sacred. All the water is sacred. The fire is sacred, air is sacred, and ether is sacred. Now if you want to purify ourselves, we must go to India to bathe in a river which is sacred. You never find such rivers like Ganga anywhere in the world now. No water can be compared with Ganga water. Ganga water spiritually superior. And there are Ganga, Damani, Jaiva, Godavari, Saraswati, Narmada, Sindhu, Kaveri, seven rivers. All other rivers are so superior. There are so many other rivers, they are also sacred. Yet, and the mountains, Vindagiri, Mahendragiri, and all, Himalaya, and so many mountains are there, they are all sacred. The land is sacred, water is sacred, and the earth is sacred. Many people, they go on pilgrimage to visit all the sacred places, from Himalaya to Kanyakumari, and besides, the seas are also sacred. And people born are spiritually, all may not be spiritually advanced, but there is a chance for them to advance, because most of the people, they follow Varnashrama Dharma laws. Yet, the Lord, whenever Gadatadayu Dharmasya Glamir Bhavati Bharata, Abhyutthanam Dharmasya Tadatmanam Dhrulamya, whenever Dharma goes down to afflict Dharma, just re-establish Dharma, the Lord Himself takes various incarnations as a fish, as a boar, as a tortoise, as Nrisimha, or as Vamana, so many. It is mentioned many, many. It is mentioned about 21 incarnations in the Srimad Bhagavata. All are Bhagavat. There is no difference between the incarnation and the Supreme Lord. Amsavatara. Maybe Amsavatara, Leelavatara, Manvantaravatara. There are six types of incarnation. But in Kali Yuga, there is no avatar. Up to Dwapar Yuga, avatar was there. In the Brahmas, one day, about 14 Manus, they rule. And from these 14 Manus, each Manu rules for 71 Divya Yugas. That is Kali, Dwapar, and Treta, and Krita Yugas, four Yugas. Such four yugas, 71 four yugas, rules one Manu, Swayambhava Manu, first. Then, now it is seventh Manu, Vaivasvata Manu. Vaivasvata Manvantari, and Ashtavinshati Chaturyuga. In he, Manvantara, he has to enjoy 71 Yuga Yugas. Out of it, only 28 enjoyed. So in this 28 Chaturyuga, Dwapara, Krishna appeared in Vrindavan, Mathura Vrindavan. And the next Kali Yuga, Satyavinsa Chaturyuga, Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And in this Yuga, people cannot understand about the rituals and performance of rituals, and cannot perform yajnas, austerities, or penance. Nothing they can practice except repeating nama. So in this Kali Yuga, now it is asked, but what is the dharma of this Kali? Harir nama, harir nama, harir nama iva kevalam. This is the text of Upanishad, Kali Santarana Upanishad. And Kali Santarana Upanishad says, and Kali Yuga, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam. And Kali Yuga, you have to repeat Harinama, Harinama, and Harinama. No other. And it was established, this text was established by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared on the banks of Ganga 500 years back, 515 or 16 years back he appeared. Now he has established that, and he foretold that in future, throughout this world, this divine name will be preached. And of course, in India, it was preached by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He never went out of India. And later on, our revered Swami Maharaj, who traveled to the Western countries, he has spread this divine name throughout. By His mercy, whole world came to know about Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now, in this place, it never heard of Rama, never heard of Krishna, never heard of Hari. Now, if we go and say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, they obliged to repeat Hare Krishna. It was already preached throughout the world, throughout the world. Such a great service he has done to the world. Now people were in gloom. They never heard of Krishna. And he has spread this Krishna throughout the world. Now, we went to see the city, and all they talk, if we say Hare Krishna, they say Hare Krishna. And they want to hear, and they want to see. So people in Kali Yuga, anyhow, their name will spread over every village, every corner, every city, it will be spread. It is the will of the Lord. It is not your will or my will or his will. It is the will of the Lord Krishna. There is no difference between the Lord Krishna and his sound Krishna. The Krishna, if you repeat Krishna, 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 the response will come from Krishna. Where is that Krishna? Namanami Abheda. The name of Krishna and the person Krishna, no difference. The moment you say Krishna, Krishna is not away from you. He is in this world Krishna. You utter Krishna. You are worshipping Krishna. You are perceiving Krishna. How sir? All have perceived. You have uttered many, many millions of namas. I could not say Krishna. But you have to adopt the procedure. You have to adopt the procedure. Tannāma rūpa caritādi sukirtanānu mṛtyo kramaina rasanā manasīn yujya tittan brajetadanurāgi janānu gāmyam. Now you see, gradually you must come to that state. Now, at the beginning, you have to repeat nāma. The offences that you must give up, non-vegetarian meal, food, that should be given up. But people, it is a difficult question, difficult problem. It cannot be solved. Now, who can stop them? Only the Lord must create some trouble in them so that they will be forced to follow vegetarianism. No other way. If any disease comes out from eating non-vegetarian food, they can give up. All right, by giving non-vegetarian food, could they solve the problem? No, they cannot solve the problem. They have to follow, submit and follow. Bhakti, subhata klesha ghneem, subhata moksha laghutakut, sudurlabha, sandrananda, visetatma, Śrī Kṛṣṇā karṣaṇī tathā. Now, bhakti, you have to practice bhakti. that bhakti, devotion towards Krishna, because we have got direct relation to Krishna, not to other amsa avatars or avatars. It is direct to Krishna. Krishna is the origin, is the seed of all avatars. So Krishna is Adi, Anadi, Govinda, Sarvakarana Karana. He is the cause of all the causes. He is the origin. And from him avatar being told that Sri Krishna Vedanudharate Jagan Nibhate Bhugola Mudvibhrate Dasandarete Balinsayate Khatrakshayam Purvate Paulastam Jayate Halankalayate Karunya Matarmate Pratsar Murtsayate Dasakuti Kutve Krishnayate. And 10 avatars he told. But actually there are 21 avatars. Not only that, inconceivable. We cannot conceive, we cannot calculate how many avatars there are. As everything is ananta, through our limited senses, it is very difficult to understand him. Now, first, we have to submit. We must submit. If we submit to it, jo jaake saramli, sota ke rakhe laad, ulti jale, machri chale, bahi jaye gadaraan. And the floods, heavy floods, there are no rivers in Europe, you never come across the floods. But in India, we have about 50 feet, 60 feet high water flows. And then big elephants, you might have seen elephants, such a big, large elephant. The beast, it will be floated. It cannot withstand the flow. But a small fish, small fish, the flood cannot harm it. It will be going upstream and coming downstream. Easily it will play, and the water comes. If the flood grows, these fish, they are very happy. They are very happy. They come and go. Because, why? Yodhaki saranne. Because the fish has surrendered to the water. Water is life. If you remove the fish from water, it will die. So, we are also the same. If we are out of this conception, Krishna consciousness, then we will die. If we are out of spiritual consciousness or Krishna consciousness, we will be in material consciousness. That is opposite side. And if you follow and face towards the Lord, then you can reach. Just like if you want to see the sun, you must go towards east. If you walk to east, then not one day, or not one year, and not 2 years, at least you can able to see the sun. If you give up that side and go to west, you cannot see the sun. The sun west, sun, the setting sun. Whenever you go, the sunset. The sunset is going on up, and you will be following it. But here, sunrise will be there. If you go, sunrise will be, sun will arise in east. So you have to walk facing east, and stand facing east, and with the help of the sun, you can see the sun. With the help of the sun side, if sun rays, you can see the sun. No other way to see the sun. So also, now, if you are blessed by the mercy of the Lord, Supreme Lord Krishna. Then you can see Lord Krishna. But you have to perform hard labor, sadhana. What is that sadhana? Sadhana is your mind, your walk, your speech, and your whole body, organs, all the limbs, all the senses must be engaged in the service, surrendered to it, and engaged in his service. Then only you can realize. And that surrender is complete. Gita says, Nanya Sintayanto Mam Je Jana Sarvadharman Parishkatya Mamekam Charanam Vraja Aham Sarva Papet Jo Mokche Isyami Jo Kanche Jo Surrender to me. I give up all the philosophies. Give up only surrender. You surrender to me. Gavi yasa gunamayi mama maya durutteya mami vajya prapadyante maya netamtram. Unless you surrender to me, you cannot control the deluding maya. If you go to bazaar, it is a fancy market. Market is a fancy. Whatever you see today, you are attracted. And after 1 month, if you go to the same bazaar, you see newly manufactured articles are there, and you see them, you will be attracted. And again, after another month you go, still more new, the same thing, new. Just like motor car, every month, every 6 months, just change the model. Why? To attract the customers. That attraction is maya, maya, because they are attracted towards only material construction. The mode of construction of houses, the mode of construction of these utensils or tables, chairs and beds, everything. People are so much engrossed by maya, they are always deluded by maya. Maya forces them. They have no money, yet it will force. Then how to get money? You must have money. How? You borrow or steal. So just anyhow you must have money and purchase. So people, they lose their character. They lose everything by the influence of maya. It is very difficult to control maya. Gavi yasa gunamayi. This is sattva guna, rajo guna, sattva guna first, rajo guna second, tamo guna third. This tamo guna, forgetfulness, and rajo guna, ambition, compassion, not compassion, passion, ambition, greediness, all this. If you purchase one article to your house, then you go to bazaar, in the next month you see another type of article there. That is somewhat attractive and the purchase. Like that, full of this materials, full of materials, which are transitory. Transitory. As it is told, Edadaksharam Vijitva, Gargi and Maitri are two wives of my Lord, of the sannyasi yogi, or a sage. And when he retired, going to take sannyas, leave Maitri, whatever movable object, gold, silver, and all other, given to her portion. He carefully put that in the box and with key. Maitri said, "Sir, why you are living such an attractive world? And where are you going? Why you are going? Why not you give a portion of it? These are transitory." Then he told Gargi, "Etat aksharam vidita Gargi asmat loka japraiti sa brahmana. Etat aksharam avidita Gargi asmat loka japraiti sa kurpana." So you are under kurpana. Kurpana means greedy. What greedy part? One is very greedy only to acquire only material objects. Whether you construct, whether you manufacture through gold or through silver or any higher pebbles, yet it is only material. It is not eternal. It will go away. It will be carried away by others. It can be destroyed. But one should be ambitious not to acquire these material objects, but spiritual. So, Maitri was for spiritual. So, he said, "Yes, you are in the correct path." But the Gargi is not correct path. She wants only to amass all the matter. Now people are always fighting to acquire those materials, acquire buildings, acquire materials and finance, acquire wealth, and that wealth is the cause of destruction. Makes a man blind with that wealth. He becomes blind. Blind physically, mentally blind. Because that wealth makes him greedy and which gives rise to anger and forgetfulness and malice and arrogance. All these things are there. And like tato amrutam madam kamam rajo vairanta bansamam. These are the five things that are with the wealth. What are they? Tato amrutam, first age, speaks lies. They cannot speak the truth. How much wealth you have got? Will you speak it? No. No money. Nobody, if you speak, that I have got so much.
Thanks.
The next day they will be carried away by the government or by burglars. Amrutam madam, that he has arrogance because he has got money. I am the monarch. He thinks that I am the monarch of all his survey. Kamam is greedy of earning more. He wants more. And gradually it increases. Madam kam rado. Rado means also lobham, is ambitious. Lobham rado, madam kamam, rado vairanta mansamam. Now he invites all as enemies. He increases enemies. If a wealthy man is in center, all his neighbors are not so much wealth. They are always envious towards this person because he has got this. He has the wrong ways. He has earned it. Now he is envious. Like that. Now these wealth, which is ardham anardham bhavaya nishta nasti tata sukha lesam sattva. This ardham, this wealth, is the cause of all the destruction. anartha. It will never give you happiness, unhappiness. You cannot be happy with the wealth. And that health, that wealth, you cannot keep it long. It will be disappear within a small time. So don't believe it. Nasti tato sukha lesam satyam. But who can advise these Westerners? Impossible. Now they won't hear that, our advice. No, they want more. They want more to amass more. They want style. You see something. Everybody, now the production is so much. No human labor is wanted. Everything, factories, everything, having some machine is cultivating, and machine cutting, and machine digging, and machine constructing. No manpower is wanted. Because the people are becoming machines. They have no head, thinking power. Only they have got thinking power, only how to develop it. Oh, tell story. We shall, in our city, we shall go beyond 10, 20 stories. Almost. Build our city with 20 stories. What is the benefit? No benefit. He has no time. He is very busy, working hard. Here, night is only 8 hours, and the day is 12 hours. And though the 12 hours, no play, no time. He is not walking. He cannot stand and talk. He is very busy, always running by car. And the car should go 200 kilometers an hour. They are very busy. What for they are busy? They are busy nothing for nothing. For nothing. But they never think of it. They have that mental side, the spiritual and mental. Mentally, they think that we have developed. We have developed aeroplane. We have developed this, what do you call it? They hear from a long distance and see.
Television.
Television, everything, and computer, now computer, receive computer level. Now, that make a man only blind after the material science, to develop how the material science. We went to, we saw many market, we went to market, we saw how many types of machines they are, television. And so much advanced machines, that where is the time for them to think of the spiritual thing? And they want immediate result. You say, oh, after your birth, after your death you will receive it. No, sir. We want immediate. You work hard, you will get the result. What that result? That result is that it will make you unhappy. Unrest, no rest. All these people, early morning they must take a bath, and after that they prepare themselves or go to a restaurant. No, their morning they won't go. They take themselves and go to the office or go to the work spot by the car. Man has a car, woman has a car, she goes there. And on the way, if anything mistake comes, they have to repair it immediately. That's right, repair. And reach the work spot They see the work done and stay there 5 hours, 6 hours or 8 hours and come. They go 400 kilometers in 2 hours and come 2 hours. Going 2 hours, coming 2 hours. And how much petrol they need, how much train they have to go. And again, when they come, they will take something in the restaurant, or even when they come, they go to the restaurant. While sitting there, they talk. There's no person even there, they talk. And come home, and they see the cinema through this, what do you
call it? Television.
And say, I'm taking it. I'll tell you tomorrow, I will go. Then they are doing this. What for? Is there any benefit of that hard labor they do? If they do at least one point, Agutila Brahm, like a donkey, you have not the same donkeys. Even donkeys, they carry any number of load they were given, they should carry. They cannot say that I am unable to carry. That this master will put it and beat it. And she has to carry it. She will carry it. Such a load she will carry, and those are doomed. Camels, the drag, very load, like a trolley, included trolley, and a lorry, press a trolley, at least 10 tons load, it will drag. And they give more with mortar tires, wheels, on the road. It will go a little late, but it will drag. It has to drag. It can no deny question, no deny. The human beings, for their sexual pleasure, like a beast, they also are called. All this, never feel it hard to them, because they are influenced by that sexual pleasure. That sexual pleasure, they daily use it, daily. Yet there is no satisfaction in it. No satisfaction. If we speak about the Lord to them, they say, what is this, sir? What you say? We cannot understand it. We are like hogs, not hogs. We are like hogs. We hogs. Once Indra, due to some curse, became a hog. And its duty is that it will go early in the morning out and see the people go out to latrine. Now it is advanced, now you are having latrines. But previously they should go out. And when they go out, these hogs, now they do these hogs. They eat the bread, dung, thrown by the people. A number of children, hundreds of children, she will come and will fall flat on the ground and allow the children to jump and dance about and take milk. And she feels very happy. Once Brahma came and saw the hog is happy with food, nasty food. Then he asked, you are Indra. You have got Nandan Kanan, you have got Amrita. The nectar you have forgotten. Now you are influenced by this human dung. What is this? What do you say, sir? Heaven? Where is heaven? I feel that I am in heaven. This is the human dung is a nectar to me. What do you say? Then Brahma thought, now hog's brain, it cannot understand. How can it understand? Then he took away all the children, one after another. All were removed. Then after 2 months or 3 months, Brahma came. How are you? Sir, I am not happy. I lost all my children. Now I am not anxious to survive. Why should I survive? For whom? I lost my children. For whom I used to work hard, and I have lost them. So I am not happy. Now he thought, when he has got regret and repentance has come, now he should be refined and removed water from his kamandalu and threw it on his head. Then immediately it became Indra understood before him. Then he said, what were you? I don't know. What did you speak? I don't know. So we are so engrossed by the influence of Maya. We talk to those people. We receive happiness talking to them and behaving with them and enjoying with them. And we are all hogs. The world is full of hogs, no human beings. What is the humanity? Humanity is to realize the truth. What is truth? They must know. They doesn't know what is truth. How can they know? Unless all in India, when they go to graveyard, they taking the corpse to the graveyard. Jaise Harinam Satya hai, aur sab jhoota hai. But when they return home, they never say, if anybody says Harinam Satya, aur sab jhoota hai, mat kaho. Aisa mat bolo. Ye hamari Lakshmi ka mandir hai. Yahan हम इज्जत के भोग कर रहे हैं, तुम कहते हो सब झूठा है। कैसा झूठा है? झूठा जब होगा तो हमको मसान दाने होगा। अभी नहीं खोगा ये अशुभ बात, अशुभ शब्द है। तुम भक्त बनना है तो कैसा होगा? तुम ऐसा कहो ऐसा ही है। अवर वी ऑल्सो वी डोंट वॉन्ट एनीथिंग except the dazzling charm, dazzling charm of the figures of Maya. Maya is a fancy market. Wherever you go, you are attracted. When it's your market you go, you will be attracted. Though you enjoy it, though you have got it, yet you want to purchase it. Holding it. The more you see, more you are attracted. And now we must return to spiritual world. But that also, when the Lord blesses me. Now, I was thinking, so many people, there were 3 lakhs of Indians. They were from India. Now, they are not having any association of a sadhu who could distribute his compassion freely and bless them to become pure and change their heart. Impossible. The time must come. It is the Lord's responsibility, not ours. We cannot do that. Because whenever such things happen, we must congregate ourselves and pray the Lord, O Lord, you please appear in this world and do some help. That is how that Navadvip, the people of Bengal and other places, the rich people, they have got so much wealth, they cannot use it. Now they want dogs marriage and cats marriage. They hire a big chariot, and after chariot they place near the female cat and male cat, and they perform with kiritam, with all the dresses, with fireworks, with band party, and all sangeet pump, dancing party, they marry. They spend some 10,000, 20,000, 20,000, and lights, man. And this is the wealth, how to spend the wealth. And those who have got knowledge of all the scriptures, they also do the same thing. They doesn't repeat Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. They want to establish and denounce. They say yes, and this is wrong. And that word is right, and this sound is right, that sound is wrong. This scripture is not correct, that scripture is correct, and this book, these sayings are not correct, this poem is not correct. All this to establish and to denounce it is their function. So, those who worship, just like here they said, we worship Devi, because they give the bali. Bali, they give bali, cut, and that plus the distribute. Oh, so then the situation of Bengal was like that. All these people never condemned it. Nobody to condemn it. Only very few tenth people were there. Advaita Acharya and Srivast Pandit and other Pandits were there. Oh, you cannot witness, cannot absorb, cannot be happy. They used to sit by the bank of Ganga and keep tulasi there, and after camphor and sandal paste and the flowers, and they beg the Lord, O Lord, to please appear in this world and purify, set right all this ignorant people. And through the prayers of the great Vaishnavas there, Lord Chaitanya appeared. And he took that responsibility and he began to preach devotion, unalloyed devotion, pure devotion. And Nama Sankirtan. And within a short time, this Nama Sankirtan drowned all the people in the ocean of love. All were drowned in that ocean. And they discuss, now we are happy. Because this sea, when there is no seed. If the seed is fried or boiled, it cannot give fruit to the tree. No tree. Tree is compared with the karma. What our duty, we think this karma, the prarabdha karma, due to our prarabdha karma, we could attain this body. And in this body, if we can able to surrender to the Supreme Godhead and follow His teachings, then we'll never get again. And in this life only we can get changed. And after we are changed, our prarabdha destroyed, then we will never again acquire or accumulate the sin. There are new sins. Sins will be completely destroyed. Aneka janmartha papa choram choragura gannam purusham namami. He is not an ordinary robber. Ordinary thief, Krishna is a thief, but ordinary thief, if they take away the property, gold or ornaments, again they will work hard and earn. But Krishna will take away further property. No property it wants. He wants the sin. Aneka dharma arjita papa choram, not in one work. And previous works, whatever, he accumulated these sins, that sin property. Because he thinks that it is my property. When a robber, when a thief accumulates wealth by killing other persons and taking away his wealth or his gold or something, he thinks that I will be happy. No, he cannot be happy. He cannot be yet. Yet, who lost the property, they can again earn it. But when Krishna takes away all the sin property of the devotee, the devotee will never commit again any sin. Aneka janmartha papa choram. Vrajevasantam navamita choram, vrajanganananthadukula choram, aneka dharmasana papa choram, choragra gannam purusham namami. He is choragra gannam. He is wonderful. He is a wonderful thief. Wonderful thief. He commits theft of the sin accumulated by his devotee. He said, I will make you sinless. When you lose sin, then you cannot acquire it again. But a thief, if he says, I will take away your account, God, yes, you can take. But again he may collect the same amount or more amount. But if the sin is taken away from the sinner, the sinner will not again can accumulate even 1% of the sin accumulated by him. So we must now worship to Krishna, and one must worship to Lord Krishna, and through his blessings we can have one to. Just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he ordered, prati ghare ghare giya, karai bhikya, bhava krishna, karo krishna. But it is the command given by the commander in chief to generals. General is Nityananda, his brother who is incarnation of Baladeva, and another great devotee, Haridas, who was daily repeating Hare Krishna, 3 lakhs. 24 hours without repeating now. So to them, to the both generals, he said. Said, Bhava Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Kara Krishna, Sikkha. He said, you beg. You go to the house and beg. that golden hand, sir, I have come to beg you. What do you want? Money? No. Right? Love? No. What do you want? We want your action. Repeat Hare Krishna. And you serve the Lord and follow His instructions. If you say yes, we will go to the next house. But Nityananda told Haridas, the Mahaprabhu orders like emperor. Anyhow, good people will do Harinama. We must change these two robes. The robbers are these Jagai and Madhavi, they were Brahmin boys, youth, very strong and stout, always drinking, and always non-vegetarian, non-vegetarian food. They eat, there is no principle, nothing. They do harm to others, they kill, they eat even beef. Now, these two fellows must be purified. It was a determination of Nityananda. And Nityananda told him, you are now under the influence of brandy or whiskey or juice or wine. And due to his influence, you do not know what you are doing, what you are saying. The more powerful is than maybe I may be. While you eat, drink, this nama is more powerful. You repeat once. We will know the influence of the divine. Yeah. Then the one that followed him, they ran away to Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda will purify those two within 3 days. And one day alone he was coming. It was this time. And Nityananda coming alone. And they asked, who are you? And he said, Avadhuta. Avadhuta. So saying immediately they took up that pot, earthen pot of wine. And with that heavy pot, with two hands, gave one hit the head of Nityananda. Immediately blood came out. So the body full of blood, but he was not perturbed. He said, yes, it is out of ignorance you have faith in me. All right. But repeat Hare Krishna, Krishna once. So saying, those are tall figures, he embraced one fellow. Then the touch, that spiritual touch changed him. And he got hold of his beard. Sir, I have committed great offense at your feet. And you please bless me. If you, whatever sin you have accumulated till now, it was completely gone. Now, therefore, don't amass more, nor are or nor above. We never, my brother also, they also have done the same thing. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu blessed him, make them the blessed of this world. Both of them, they become. Mahaprabhu took them to his house and said, they repeat now. For 3 hours, all of them danced, and with that his color was changed, and now he became dazzling white. And since that day, they were changed. When they were changed, all the people of Navadvipa thought that those Nityanandas are not human beings, they are celestial. So, since then they paid their heed and respect and honored them and tried to follow them and they become so now we must do Harinama. And if we do Harinama, the God Lord must bless us, we must surrender to Him. Everything depends upon the blessing of the Lord. So, if the Lord blesses us, we will prosper. And He blesses us, our neighbors, our citizens, all of them will be. And His blessing is necessary. we have no power to refine ourselves or refine others. For everything His mercy is necessary. We are glad to be here in your whole land. And on this Ekadasi day, Harivasara, this is the special day. Once, twice in 1 month, Shukla Krishna. And this month is Purushottam month. And this is the second of Purushottam. And after new moon, Amavasya, the next Purnima will be Ashadha. The next Purnima will be on next after this. That is the Snan Purnima of Lord Jagannath will take bath. From that day till 15 days, He will never give darshan to anybody. And on the 15th day, Amavasya, the next day is Mandira Marjan, Gundita Mandira Marjan day, and the second day, He will come to the chariot. That will be here this year on 14th July. On three chariots, you have never seen Jagannath, you have seen.
Not in India, here in Holland we do.
The chariots are very high. Very big chariots. Every year they prepare chintas. So many lakhs of rupees they spend. And after that, they distribute it to those who work. Now they take money and plus this, all this wood they take away. Again, new, they come from forest, they prepare. Jagannath Rath is called Nandikos. Kalatva is Baladev's chariot. And Deva Dhavana is the chariot of Subhadra. First, Baladev chariot moves. Then Subhadra. Then Jagannath Nandikos last. Nowhere in the world they do this. It is only at Puri Jagannath has appeared in Kali Yuga as Daru Brahma. Daru Brahma. Brahma as Daru, wooden murti. We don't have wooden murti. We have got murtis of stone or murtis of metal. Gold, silver, brass, and 5 metals, or 8 metals combined. But this is Daru Brahma. Big Daru. Daru Brahma will be high. Daru Brahma. 50 people. 50 or more people will carry Jagannath. Step by step they bring. That should be changed. Of course, in Nowadays, they are having pictures. They see that they... But one must go there and see. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
I don't stop this time, but you do kirtan. I'm very glad to see you all on this Arivasar day. And our Madhav Prabhu and Arjuna Prabhu both there.
Tomorrow we go to his place. His place?
Yes.
He will go to his place nearby.
Very good.
From Prabhupada disciple.
What is his name?
Tirthakar.
He's a Prabhupada disciple.
Kirtan.
Tirthakar.
He's the disciple of
Prabhupada.
Good. Now you go there, Prabhupada. It's comfortable.
Where?
ISKCON temple is here. Have they got temple or only...
No,
preaching center.
Preaching center.
Preaching center.
Preaching center.